Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus I speak. For this morning's service, we're looking at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7.
今天早上的查经呢，我们要来查考《生命记》七章。
This chapter deals primarily with what it means to be the chosen people of God.
那么这一章讨论呢，就是要做神的选民的意义，究竟是什么？
We know that as that we, like Israel, were chosen by God to serve Him.
那我们知道，我们像以色列人一样呢，我们被神拣选是要来服侍他。We
can look at Exodus chapter 8.
我们可以看《生命记》出埃及记八章。Exodus
chapter 8.
出埃及记八章。
Verse
1. 1节.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
出埃及记八章一节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
We also know that the laws and commandments of God were given as an education to us.
那么我们也晓得说，神的律例典章呢，赐给我们是要作为我们的教训。
An education as to how we will serve God in the land in which He gives us.
那么这教育呢，就给我们，就让我们在他所赐给我们的土地上可以活着。
We can look at Deuteronomy chapter 32.
我们可以看《生命记》32章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记32章。
Verse 10.
十节。
He found him in a desert land and in a wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
生命记32章10节，耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他看顾他保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人。
And when we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7,
那我们回到生命记七章的话，we
see that God begins by commanding Israel to utterly destroy the seven nations that form the promised land.
那么神首先是吩咐以色列人要将当地七国的民呢完全灭绝，尽。
Verse 1 talks about the nations such as the Hittites and the Girgashites.
那么第一节就提到这七国的民，其中有赫人，还有格加萨人。
And if we see from verse 2, we're told that they are supposed to destroy these nations.
那么二节就提到，神吩咐他们说要将这民灭绝干净。
And so we look at verse 2 and he says, And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them.
第二节，耶和华你神将他们交给你击杀，那时你要把他们灭绝净尽，不可与他们立约，也不可怜恤他们。
Now the ways of these nations were an abomination to God.
那么这七国的民的，他们的生活模式在神的眼中是看为恶的。
Because of the practices that they carried out in those nations.
因为他们所行的事呢，是神所憎恶的。
So for example, in some of the nations, there was the sacrifice of babies.
那么其中呢，这国的民有这献婴孩，将婴孩献祭的这个习俗。
And their ways were a direct violation of the commandment of God not to have any other gods.
那么他们这样的做法直接的违背了，不可有他神的这个神的诫命。
The commandment of God not to have any images of gods.
那么神的诫命也有说，不可为自己塑造偶像。
We can look, for example, at Leviticus 20.
我们可以看利未记二十章。
Leviticus 20.
利未记二十章。
Verse 23.
23节。
Leviticus 20:23, it says here, And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them.
利未记二十章二十三节，我在你们面前所逐出的国民，你们不可随从他们的风俗，因为他们行了这一切的事，所以我厌恶他们。
Yeah. And the preceding verses talk about the things that were an offense to God.
那么这节之前的那几节呢，就提到在神眼中看为恶的事。
Okay, so these were the ways that God forbade the children of Israel to partake in.
那么神就这样禁止以色列民来行这样的事。
And he asked them to destroy them utterly.
那么神就吩咐他们将这民灭绝干净。
We see that God also commands them to separate themselves from these people, especially in marriage.
那么神也吩咐他们呢，尤其是在婚姻的事上呢，要将自己分别为圣。
If we look at Deuteronomy chapter 7,
那么看申命记七章
verse 3 and 4,
三节和四节。
It says, "Nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly."
三节，不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿。四节，因为他必使你儿子转离，不跟从主，去侍奉别神，以致耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就速速地将你们灭绝。
And so God knows human nature.
而神就晓得这个人性。
That we are influenced by the person that we're with.
那么我们会被周边的人的想法来影响。
And so although he asked them to destroy all their images and their forms of worship.
那虽然神是吩咐他们将所有的偶像还有他们所拜的这些偶像呢，将灭绝干净呢。
He was concerned that if they married those people, then they'll end up in essence resurrecting those forms of worship.
但是他就害怕说，这以色列民若是将和这些这国的民来结亲的话呢，那他们会将又再重新的塑造这些偶像敬拜他们。
The classic example is King Solomon.
那么最经典的例子就是这个所罗门王。
We see that he didn't heed this warning.
那么他就没有让自己来警醒。
And over time, he married a number of women from these nations.
那么他就从多国中娶女子为妻。
And this great king who had a heart for God from in his youth started building temples for the gods of his wives.
那么这年轻时完全来敬拜神的国王呢，就为这些他的妻子呢来塑造。为他们的神来塑造神殿。
We can look at 1 Kings chapter 11.
我们可以看列王记上十一章。
1 Kings chapter 11.
列王记上十一章。
I will look firstly at verse 4.
我们首先看四节。
1 Kings 11:4.
列王记上十一章四节。
For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God.As was the heart of his father David.
四节，所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他的父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
We can also look at verse 7-9.
我们也可以看七节到九节。
Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the people of Ammon.And he did likewise for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice.
七节，所罗门为摩亚可憎的神基摩和亚门人可憎的神摩洛，在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑丘坛。他为那些向自己的神烧香献祭的外邦女子。就是他娶来的妃嫔也是这样行纠结。耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。
Now we similarly have to be careful to separate ourselves from the world.
那么同样的，我们今天要让自己来警醒，要跟这个世界来将自己分别为圣。
Because it can influence our behavior towards God.
因为我们他是世上的所行所为呢，会影响我们对神的全程。
We can look at 2 Corinthians.
我们看可以看哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
哥林多后书
Chapter 6
六章
Verse 14
十四节
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14
哥林多后书六章十四节
Oh yes, okay. Verse 14. Is that right? Verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?
十四节，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
And we can also look at verse 17.
我们也可以看十四节。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
十七节又说：“你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。”
Now, when we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7,
那么回到《申命记》七章
we see that God explains to them why they are the chosen ones on whom He has set His love.
那么神就向以色列人来解释说，他们为什么被他来拣选，能得到他神的爱。
We see this in verse 6 and 7.
我们可以在六节和七节看到。
It says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than other people, for you were the least of all peoples."
六节，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名。耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。七节，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
Now, in verse 7, God talks about how He set His love on them.
那么七节讨论到说，神来专爱以色列人。
And really, what this means is the Spirit of God upon the people.
那么这其实是意思就是说神的灵临到这以色列民。
Because God is love, when He sets His Spirit upon you, then He set His love on you.
因为神就是爱，所以神的灵临到我们的时候呢，就是将他的爱赐给我们。
And there are consequences to having the Spirit of God upon you, which we will look at later in the verse.
那么
chapter, sorry.
下一章会讨论到神的灵来到我们身上是会有什么，会是怎样的。
And God confirms that He set His love on them because of the promises that He'd made to their fathers.
那么神这样子来解释说，他会专爱他们，是因为他和他们的祖先所立的约。
We can see this in verse 8, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8.
那么这在生命记七章八节可以看，让我们看见。
But because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep the oath which He swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
八节，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
What we see is in God's actions towards Israel is a demonstration of His faithfulness.
那么神向以色列人所做的呢，就是彰显出神的信实。
Because long before the event, He had made a promise to Abraham concerning his children, and also concerning the land that he would give them.
那么因为在这些事情发生以前的神早就与亚伯拉罕立约，就关于他的子孙还有他们所要承受之地的事情。
We can look at Luke chapter 1.
我们可以看路加福音一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音一章。
Verse 72 to 74. 72 to 74 Luke chapter 1, verse 72 to 74.
路加福音一章七十二到七十四节。
Okay. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear.
七十二节，向我们列祖施怜悯。纪念他的圣约，就是他对我们祖七十三节，就是他对我们祖宗亚伯拉罕所起的事七十四节，又叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
So we read earlier in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 8 that God reminds them that He's brought them out of bondage.
那么在生命记七章八节，就神就提醒以色列人说，他从为奴之家中救他们出来。
Because the people of God are not just those who were in existence at the time, but it also includes those who come after.
因为神的名而不单只是当时所存在的神的名，也就是未来所要神的未来的名。
And so it's important to remind them of what God has done for them in order for them to remember the covenant of God.
那么神这样子来提醒他们是为了要让他们记得神对他们与他们所立的约。
Okay, when we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7,
那我们回到生命记七章。
There then follows two verses about the nature of God, the contrasting nature of God.
那么有两节就在讨论说神的本性是什么。
And how he reacts to those who love him and those who hate him.
那他会怎么对待爱他的人还有不爱他的人。
We look at verse 9 and 10.
我们看九到十节。
It says, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, and he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments.And he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face.
九节，所以你要知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人守约，施慈爱直到千代。十节，向恨他的人当面报应他们，将他们灭绝。凡恨他的人必报应他们，绝不迟延。
Okay, so the contrast is drawn between those who love God and those who hate God.
那么这里就爱神的人还有恨恶神的人来做一个对比。
And it centers around the keeping of the commandments of God.
那么这里的所讨论的中心呢，就是要来守神的诫命。
And so we know that we love God if we keep His commandments.
那我们知道，我们若爱神的话，就会守他的诫命。
And the reverse is true.
那相反的也是真实的。
We can look at 1 John chapter 5.
我们可以看约翰一书五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
Verse 2 and 3.
二节和三节。
First John chapter 5, verse 2 and 3.
约翰一书五章。二到三节。
By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments.For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome.
约翰一书五章二节，我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。三节，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
And so anyone who doesn't keep the commandments of God falls within, becomes in essence the enemy of God.
那么这不守神的诫命的人呢，很自然的就成为了神的仇敌。
Now we go back to Deuteronomy.
我们回到申命记。
Chapter 7, we see that God talks about how he keeps his covenant and mercy with those who are obedient.
那么七章就讨论到神怎么来保守那些守他诫命的人。
Now the reason why the contrast about the nature of God is explained is to help us to keep the commandments of God.
那么神这样来做用他的本性来这样子为我们做个对比呢，就是在提醒我们要来守他的诫命。
The idea is that if you know that God, that you become an enemy by not keeping the commandments of God, is to encourage you to keep the commandments of God.
那我们若知道若不守神的诫命的人成为神的仇敌的话呢，那就是要提醒我们要来守他的诫命。
In many ways, it may not be stated, but God is often to us the way that we respond to Him.God is to us the way we respond to Him.
那么虽然没有很明显的这样来说，但是我们知道晓得说我们怎么行，神就怎么来向我们做反应。
Let's look firstly at Exodus chapter 19.
我们可以看出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Verse 5 and 6.
五节和六节。
Exodus 19, 5 and 6.
出埃及记十九章五到六节。
Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
五节，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民。因为全地都是我的。六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Okay, so the idea is that God is to you the way you respond to Him.
那么这里的信息呢，就是我们怎么行，神就要向我们怎么行。
You can also look at John chapter 14.
我们也可以看约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Verse 15 and 16.
十五十六节。
Okay. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. He'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Okay, so we keep the commandments of God, and He responds by giving us His Spirit.
那我们若守神的诫命的话，他就会将他的灵赐给我们。
Okay, now when we go back to Deuteronomy again, God talks about how they're a blessed people to Him.
那么我们回到《申命记》七章，这里就讨论到说，这名是蒙神所赐福的。
We look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14.
看《申命记》七章十四节。
You shall be blessed above all peoples.
你必蒙福胜过万民。
And the reason why we're blessed above all peoples is because God is with us.
那我们在万民中是蒙福的，因为神保守我们，因为我们是神的儿女。
And He's made us to know Him.
他就让我们能认识他。
We know that the world at the moment is very secular.
那我们知道现今的社会呢是不认识神的。
And the idea of God is very far from people's minds.
那么这神的观念呢，没有人会多加去留意。
That is because they don't know Him and they haven't experienced Him.
因为他们还未曾认识他，还没有体验过他。
But we are blessed because He's made Himself known to us.
但是我们是蒙福的，因为神让我们能认识他。
And we can look at what He says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7.
那我们可以在生命记四节四章七节可以看见。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7.
生命记四章七节。
For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us? For whatever reason we may call upon Him.
七节，哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
And in verse 8 as well.
在八节也是。
And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day?
八节，又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我们今日在你们面前所成明的这一切律法呢？
And so there's great blessing attached to the presence of God in us.
那么神的在我们心中的存在呢，就让我们能蒙福。
And we see this when we look at the consequences of having God with us.
那么这是我们有神同在的结果。
We can look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.Verse 13 to 16.
我们回到《申命记》七章十三节。
Deuteronomy 7, 13 to 16.
十三节到十六节。
Says here, and He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, in the land in which He has sworn to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples.There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on those who hate you. Also, you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eye shall have no pity on them.Nor shall you serve their gods, for there will be a snare to you.
十三节，他必爱你，赐福于你，使你人数增多，也必在他向你列祖起誓应许给你的地上，赐福于你身所生的，地所产的，并你的五谷、新酒和油，以及牛犊、羊羔。十四节，你必蒙福胜过万民，你们的男女没有不能生育的。牲畜也没有不能生育的。十五节，耶和华必使你一切的病症离开你，你所知道埃及各样的恶疾，他不加在你身上，只加在一切恨你的人身上。十六节，耶和华你神所要交给你的一切人民，你要将他们除灭，你眼不可顾惜他们，你也不可侍奉他们的神，因为这必成为你们的网络。
So the blessings that we receive.From God are a consequence of His presence in us.
那么我们从神所蒙的福呢，就是因为他与我们同在。
This is why we are encouraged, for example, to keep the Spirit of God.
那么我们就这样子，就是因为这样呢，被勉励要来守神的诫命。
Because all the good things that follow really are because of as a consequence of having God inside of you.
那就是因为有神与在我们心里在我们心里与我们同在呢，我们才能得到一切的好处。
And obviously, if the presence of God is not with you, then obviously you're exposed to the elements.
那么，如果神没有与我们同在的话呢，那我们就会被外界来影响。
Okay, when we go back to Deuteronomy 7,
那我们回到申命记七章。
God talks about how they shouldn't be fearful against the nations that He would deliver them from.
那么神就吩咐百姓说，不要害怕那些他。那国的名誉，他要将他们这国的名交于他们的手里。
He encourages them not to fear by reminding them of what he'd done previously.
那么他就用他之前为他们所行的事来提醒他们劝勉他们不要害怕。
And this is one of the purposes of the word of God, to know the strength of God from what has happened before.
那么这是神的话语的能力，就是让我们借着他之前所为我们行的事呢，叫我们不要害怕。
So that we will not be fearful of what lies in front of us.
那我们不会因为未来所要发生的事情而感到害怕。
We look at Deuteronomy 7 from verse 17 to 18.
那我们看申命记七章十七到十八节。
It says, "If you say in your heart, 'These nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them?' You shall not be afraid of them.'" But you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt.
十七节，你若心里说这些国的名比我更多，我怎能赶他们出来呢？我怎能赶出他们呢？十八节，你不要惧怕他们，要牢牢纪念耶和华你神向法老和埃及全地所行的事。
We know that God had delivered them from Egypt to demonstrate and to show them that He's the only true God.
那么神将以色列民救出埃及呢，是要彰显给他们说呢，他就是唯一的独一的真神。
So that they can trust him.
就让他们可以来相信他。
So no matter what faces them, they can put their trust in God to deliver them.
那不论他们发生什么事情呢，他们可以将他们信心交托在神的身上。
We can look at Isaiah chapter 44.
我们可以看以赛亚书四十四章。
Isaiah 44.
以赛亚书四十四章。
Verse 6 to 8.
六到八节
，Isaiah 44:6-8.
以赛亚书四十四章六到八节
it says, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts: I am the first, I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come." Let them show these to them. Do not fear, nor be afraid. Do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from the time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one.
六节，耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救赎主，万军之耶和华如此说：我是首先的，我是末后的。除我以外再没有真神。七节，自从我设立古时的名，谁能向我宣告并且指明又为自己曾说呢？让他将未来的事和必成的事说明。八节，你们不要惧怕，也不要害怕，我岂不是上古就说明指示你们吗？并且你们是我的见证，除我以外岂有真神吗？诚然没有磐石，我不知道一个。
We live in a world which is almost constructed to create fear.
那我们所处在的这个世界呢？唯一的就会为自己来制造恐慌。
As soon as you become conscious and aware, you start fearing things.
那么只要我们晓得某些事情呢，我们就会开始来感觉到害怕。
And it actually seems to get worse as you get older.
那么年纪越年老的就这就越糟糕。
Start becoming scared of your own shadow. So the idea of having God with you in the things that you do is great encouragement. The idea of having God with you in the things that you do is great encouragement.
那么，要是我们晓得说我们所做的一切事上神都与我们同在的话呢，这就成为我们很大的勉励。
Whether we have an exams.
不论说我们是考试
，whether we're working，
或者在工作上
，whether we're having children，
或者是生儿养女
，whether we're bringing them up，
或者将孩子都来带大。
And all these things are elements which create fear.
这些事情都可以让我们来为我们自己来制造恐慌。
And so it's great encouragement when he says in verse 8, "Do not fear nor be afraid."
那么在八节说呢，就神就劝勉我们说，不要惧怕，也不要害怕，就是成为我们的勉励。
Because we have God with us.
因为我们有神与我们同在。
The idea of having something greater than yourself with you, it's very encouraging.
那我们晓得说有一位比我们能力更大的和我们同在呢，这就可以来这样来勉励我们。
It should shore up your heart in the things that we face.
那么就让我们面对一切事情上呢，就让我们的信心可以来变得更坚固。
At the moment, obviously, the coronavirus is the talk of town.
那么现在当然呢，这个武汉肺炎病毒呢，就大家就现在社会的舆论。
And although we should be prepared, we shouldn't be overly fearful.
那我们要为自己做好防备，但是我们不需要来太惧怕。
So obviously, we do what the governments tell us. But we should trust that God is with us.
那我们相信政府部门所吩咐我们要做的事情，我们就相信神与我们同在。
If you don't have God with you, then in essence, most of your life you're walking around in a state of fear.
那若我们生命中没有神与我们同在的话，那么我们天天都是处在这惶恐的情况中。
And because God is with us, we're not naked and exposed.
但是因为神与我们同在呢，我们就不会赤身露体。
And this is the encouragement of God to Israel, when they were facing seven nations who occupy the land that He sent them to take.
那么这是以色列民当时要面对这七国的人要占领他们土地的时候所面临的情况。
When we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
那么回到申命记七章的话呢，
From verse 19 to 24, he sets out the manner of destruction that would come upon the nations that they were going to conquer.
那么十九到二十四节就描述他们所要占领之地的那国的民的情况。
He says, "The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and the wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm, by which the Lord your God brought you out, so shall the Lord your God." Do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send a hornet among them until those who are left who hide themselves from you are destroyed. You shall not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. And the Lord your God will drive out those nations from before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once.Least the beast of the field become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into your hand and you shall destroy their name from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. They have to read this, okay. And so we see here the level of destruction that will come upon those nations.
那么这里就描述说那七国的民的所要遇见的灾难。
God then goes on to talk about what they should do once the nations are destroyed.
那么神就吩咐以色列人就在这民灭绝以后呢要所做的事情。
That they should destroy all the accursed things which are the images and the abominations that the people had set up to worship their gods.
那么他就吩咐以色列民要将他所憎恶的一切事情将他们灭绝干净。
And he warns the people not to set their heart to take the silver and gold from within the images that they recover.
那么不能将所得到的金银呢保留下来。
And in particular, not to take these things into their homes.
那么更重要的，不能将这些物件呢，收到自己的家里。
I suppose in a way, it's a warning not to convert silver and gold as gods.
那么这里的信息就是说，不能将金银成为他们所要敬拜的对象。
We can look at Deuteronomy 7 verse 24 and 25.
我们可以看二十四节和二十五节。
And he will deliver their kings into your hand.And will destroy their name from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourself, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God.
24节，又要将他们的君王交在你手中，你 就使他们的名从天下消灭，必无一人能在你面前站立得住，直到将你们灭绝了，直到你将他们灭绝了。25节，他们雕刻的神像你们要用火焚烧，其上的金银你不可贪图，也不可收取，免得你因此陷入网络，这原是耶和华你神所憎恶的。
Okay. It's human nature to rationalize the things that we do.
那么作为人性呢，就是将自己所做的事情就合理化。
And so we may take the silver and gold and say, well, it's not really part, it's not the image because I've destroyed the image, but I'll keep the silver and gold.
那么可能我们就将这些金银的物件收了下来以后，就说这都不是什么神像，所以可以将它收下来。
I suppose he's alluding to the idea of worshiping a small element of the god, not the whole element.
那么就比喻成就是在说呢，就我们不是侍奉那个所出来的偶像呢，就是这小的偶像。
We saw how Saul got into trouble by justifying and rationalizing why he hadn't destroyed items of the Amalekites.
那我们可以想起说，扫罗王没有将亚玛利人灭绝的所掳过来的物件呢，就灭绝干净了，他就将这样子的做法呢合理化。
But the idea is that if you are the chosen people of God, then you shouldn't set other gods in front of you.
但是我们身为神的选民呢，我们不能将其他的物件当成我们的神。
And you certainly shouldn't go after a mammon as a god.
也不能将马门当作我们的神。
And so this is what, in essence, I took from the chapter 7 of Deuteronomy.
那这是我在生命记七章里所得到的信息。
The idea that we're the chosen people of God.
那么信息就是说我们是神的选民。
That because of the presence of God, certain consequences follow.
那因为神的同在呢，有某些的结果。
And that we're supposed to separate ourselves to God because He's called us to serve.
那么我们要将自己分别为在神面前分别为圣，因为我们是蒙他选召来服侍侍奉他。
Anything to add?
还有什么要补充？
If not, then we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
没有的话。